Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another midweek tarot forecast. I am your host, Tarupa Shaw, and I am accompanied tonight by my lovely co-host, Luna Odette.
Good evening, everyone.
So yes, like always, you guys can always follow us on social media, all at triplechalicetarot.com, and you can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter, okay? So let's get this midweek reading started. And the present position is the Hermit, okay? Now, the Hermit card, this is a card about a spiritual retreat. It's about taking time out for yourself. It is about you on a spiritual path, you know. When I look at this card in my African deck, it's showing a man, an old man, standing at the precipice. He's standing at the cliff looking onward with a torch. So he is alone in this path, and the torch is guiding his way into an unknown path, basically, because the cliff, you don't know what's beyond it, you know. So the Hermit card definitely is about a solitary spiritual path, okay, finding yourself, basically. So that's the present position. Now, the next card is the immediate influence, and it's the Fool card, okay? So this is offsetting the present position, which is a Hermit, because both of these cards are showing an individual standing at the foot of a hill, you know, at the cliff of a hill, and you know, the Fool, this is a card about a starting path. So it seems like this path that you're on is a new path for you. It seems like it is a very important path because it has been brought twice, you know, with the Hermit and the Fool card. You know, when I look at both of these cards, they look kind of similar, you know. So this is an emphasis that the spiritual realms are trying to emphasize tonight to whoever's listening out there that this path is very important, that you're taking this new solitary spiritual path, and you may not know where you are going or where this is headed, but, you know, stay positive. The Fool card is about having a smile on your face and just knowing that wherever you're going to be, you know, you're going to be in the right place. It's having that hope and faith. So that is what the Fool card signifies. Now, the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the Six of Swords. Now, the Six of Swords, this is a card, once again, see, this path is very strong, okay? The Six of Swords is about moving. It's about going to another place, you know, which the first two cards have shown a new path. So the Goal of Destiny is this new path. It's you moving to another place, somewhere new, a new experience, you know, and also setting aside negativity that you may have experienced that has caused you to move, because I feel like this had to do with a situation with someone that has caused you to leave, okay? The Six of Swords is showing this entity or this negativity that you put to the side, and it has been bound by the Six of Swords because it was in your way. So you removed it out of your way, and it cleared your path, the path that we see with the Hermit card and we see with the Fool. So you removed, or the Goal of Destiny is you to remove this negativity, which I feel like may come from a person, and set it to the side, okay, so your path can be clear for you to move into where you need to, okay? Now, when we look at the next card, which is the Distant Past Foundation, guess what it is? It's the Eight of Swords, okay? In the Eight of Swords, this is about provocation, somebody provoking you. This is about conflict, about fighting. This is about a crisis, you going through it with this person, an obstacle. They're constantly making you go through things. You know, this is about trouble. This person is attacking your roots. They are attacking your foundation, and it's showing you having to fight back and defend yourself against this demonic energy and entity that is coming for you, okay? And it seems like this person is close to you, because if they were close enough to get to your foundation, you know, they were close. So this is the distant past, is you experiencing this negativity with this person who has been attacking your foundation, and you have had to fight and defend yourself, okay? So I think this is what has caused you to move and to decide to relocate. You know, once again, with the Fool card and the Hermit card, is to take this spiritual path. And you have done good, or you will do good as the Golden Destiny, to finally remove this negative, this dark presence from your life that has been, you know, taking over everything, okay? They haven't allowed you to live. They have bound you and restricted you. But the goal of destiny is you binding and restricting them, okay? So that's what's going to happen. Now, the next card is the Recent Past Foundation, and it's the Six of Chalices. So in the recent past, you know, it seems like you're doing good. It's showing a celebration, the joy of living, pleasant places, enjoyable memories, you know, positive experiences, okay? And when I look at this card, it's showing a group of people sitting down, and they're all talking to each other and eating and celebrating and having good times and receiving messages from the spirit, or from the spirit realms. So, you know, the Six of Chalices is saying that in the recent past, you're in a better place, you know, and you have been enjoying the time that you're spending in where you're at, okay? Now, the next card is the Future Influence, and it's the Justice card. You know, this is amazing, okay? Justice, okay? You have been attacked by this person, which has caused you to leave. You will receive justice. You will receive justice for what has been done to you, okay? For what this person has done to you, how they have come for you, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually. They have attacked your entire being, and you have let them. But now it's time for you to take control of your life and remove this person, okay? And you will receive justice. They will see you on top. They will see you in power. And it's so funny, when I look at this card, it's showing a man once again on that cliff. That cliff is significant. We have it in three of the six cards. And the fourth card is showing a road. So, you know, you are back at this cliff, and you have a bow and arrow, and you're ready to point it and destroy whoever stands in your way. You will have justice for those that have come against you, for this one person that has come against you, okay? You have taken time out with the Hermit card, and you have gone into the spiritual realms, into the astral realms. You have traveled through places that you have never been to before, not only physically, but in your mind, okay? And you have removed this negative person from your life. And right now, in your recent past, you are enjoying the peace and the calmness from having this person removed. And in the Future Influence, you have justice. So, Aluna, we have 5 minutes left. Do you have any input? Let me know what you think about the reading.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say that was a fabulous reading. I like everything that you said. I wanted to point out in the Fool card that it talks about rebellion. It's ruled by the planet Uranus. So what I'm seeing entirely gathered from this reading is, like you said, this person probably was bullied or victimized by this other person. This person went through being victimized and antagonized by this other person, and finally they took it upon themselves to say, I'm going to do away with that. I realize within myself that I'm better than that by taking that spiritual in the hermit and taking that new found leap into something that they want to do within the Fool. So at the very end, they will find peace and they will find liberation in that choice that they make. Not listen to what the naysayers have to say. Not listen to what people who might come against their style, their personal preference, what they choose to do with their life. Everyone's trying to judge. Everyone always has some sort of input. But it really takes a strong person. It really takes a sense of justice that you deserve for yourself to
definitely
your life and do what you want to do and be proud of that. Like you said, I was listening to the depiction of your card, the last card, how he was standing up on the cliff and people were looking out to him. You know, he was in a position of awe and inspiring and victorious. You know, be your own light is what I definitely picked up for this dream.
Yes, be your own light. Don't let other people, that other person was never your light, okay? And I think that's why you had them in your way and close to your root, because you thought you needed their light to shine you, but you don't. You don't.
Absolutely. I think, every single one of us can take part in the lesson here and the lesson that's given within the card sometimes, because even with us, you know, with what we do as far as practicing tarot, not everyone is going to understand. Not everyone is going to accept that. Not everyone is going to identify with our craft, but we have to be true to ourselves. You know, what we are sent here to do, meant to do, have, you know, joy and just overflowing abundance spiritually and mentally in what we're doing, you know, like featured in the Hermit card. And it could be anything. It could be an art form. It could be your job, it could be your personal lifestyle. Own it, you know. Don't cower for anyone. Own it. And the Fool also is looked at, a lot of people look at the Fool like he's doing something crazy because he's walking off that cliff, and a lot of people say, wow, like, who would take such a leap? Why would you do something like that? And you have to go against the grain to make an identity, to have a presence, to really contribute something to the world. You have to go against the grain. You know, it's like a song, a famous song. When everyone's going right, I got to go left.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait,
all right. Yeah. So we have 90 seconds left of to the show. So I just wanted to thank everyone who's listening. Once again, you guys can follow us on social media, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. And you guys can also email us at triplechalicetarot@gmail.com if you want any personal consultations. You know, we do offer 10 card spreads and also 6 card spreads, you know, at different prices. So if you guys would like personal readings, you guys can contact us. So thank you for listening. I am your host, Tarouk Vachal, accompanied by my co-host, Melvet.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.